We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. Adam Zdroik joined by Ryan Belangi. We are discussing Tuesday's three-game slate at DraftKings. Unfortunately, Ryan was correct in projecting that the contest would get smaller and there's no USA. And we still have the 8 a.m. start. It's a smaller contest Tuesday, but that doesn't matter for us, right?
No, I mean, we expected that and still 20K to first. So, I don't know. Hopefully, they don't get smaller than that. Maybe we'll have bigger ones when USA is on the slate. But can't complain, really, with World Cup on a Tuesday.
Yeah, so we're talking right now middle of the Senegal-Netherlands match. And this slate presents something a little different than what we had today. We have expensive set-piece takers in majority roles. We have bigger favorites. You can see in the cheat sheet here, rotowire.com/soccer trial. Get a free 10-day trial. But you can see here, France, 75% chance to win. Denmark, almost 62% chance. Was England above those percentages today against Iran? They must have been around the Denmark percentage, I'd say.
They were a little higher than that, I think, okay. 65 or something.
Yeah, the difference here, France, 2.18 implied total. I feel like England's implied total was around the 1.7 here.
Okay. 1.85. Yeah.
Yeah, so we have France on here. But I actually, just looking at these matchups, I'm actually kind of surprised the implied total for Mexican and Poland is so small. Poland don't really play that good of defense. That one kind of stands out to me, something I'm probably going to target in tournaments because everyone's going to be on France. Everyone's going to be on Denmark. But does anything stand out to you for the odds right here, Ryan?
Yeah, low totals again. That Mexico-Poland total is low. I mean, we had low totals today.
And there's eight goals.
Look at that England game that had a 1.85 total. And, I mean, it wasn't like they got lucky. They were always going to dominate in that spot. If you watch the match, that total was ridiculous looking back on it. I mean, that spot for England, I know, you know, they struggled in the past to score goals, but that's the same as, you know, Liverpool against a bottom Premier League team or right. You know, those spots like that. But anyways, so France, yeah, 2.18 total. You know, it's a pretty good spot against Australia. Australia is not very good. France just lost Benzema, which might not really be the worst thing. They struggled sort of last time with Benzema. He wasn't there when they won the World Cup 4 years ago. It was Giroud. Now Giroud's back. I mean, I know that Mbappe and Griezmann, they play well with Giroud. So I like France. I don't know. Like Denmark too. But yeah, I guess I'm with you. I expected Mexico-Poland to have a little bit higher total, but I don't know. You know, you look at this Senegal-Netherlands game right now, most people were expecting goals from Netherlands at least. And, you know, these World Cup games, these international games can be like that. I know we just saw England, but
I think there's like two there's two sides to the coin. I don't know what metaphor I want to use, but like people are all about Netherlands because they're a European team going against an African team, but they don't look at the entire story. Like if you look at Senegal's team, they have European players throughout their team, like Mendy and Net, Koulibaly on the back line, a pretty solid central midfield. And then Netherlands, they didn't start Memphis Depay. Like they're starting Vincent Janssen, who is not that good of a forward. Like I just think some of the things like that aren't really taken into account. But then you have other teams like on this slate here, we have a Tunisia who, I mean, look at all these guys on their team. Wahbi Khazri is still going strong. I mean, I feel like we were playing him 4 years ago in DFS at the World Cup. Like their midfield is some pretty much unknown guys. Skiri plays in Bundesliga. And then you got Australia with Aaron Moy in the midfield. Aaron Moy, if you're familiar with Champions League and Celtic, he is a backup at Celtic. And Celtic just got romped in Champions League. And he is like the captain of Australia.
That's you make a good point. Senegal has a bunch of Premier League players, and most of their players are in the top flight of other big leagues. Aaron Moy, you know, he was old and sort of washed up in the 5 years ago at Huddersfield.
Yeah,
you know, and he's still doing it for Australia. Yeah, you're right. Tunisia, they don't look great either. Wahbi Khazri, probably their best name or best player, biggest name player. Mm-hmm. He's not even a regular anymore in the French league. But I agree. Like a clear, nice spot for France, and looks like a pretty good spot for Denmark, who, like, I've heard some people talk about as a dark horse. You know, they were good in the Euros, and now they get Eriksen back. France and Denmark seems pretty straightforward. Maybe you look at Poland and Mexico for GPPs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think just going back to what I said, I think it's more of just like people look at the surface level. They look at if this team is familiar, like in Netherlands. Are they familiar? Are we familiar with them? Are they favored? How big of a favorite are they? Well, they're favored, so that means they must win. And Senegal, I don't know much about African teams. I don't know about Senegal, so I'm going to take Netherlands. But you kind of got to look at the actual players on the team, dive in a little more. I mean, we still got 77 minutes, and this in the 77th minute in that match. It was just the odds seemed off on that one. I think I got Senegal double chance at plus 135 in that one, which just seemed way too good, especially without Memphis Depay in there for him. But for this slate, so let's get into it. The first question I came up with at forward, and the main question I think everyone's going to have here. So we don't even have to deal with Benzema anymore, but we do have to deal with the France forwards. We'll see how they line up. Deschamps already said that they're going to go four in the back, so we'll see what that kind of looks like up front. Probably the 4-2-3-1. That's mostly what they ran with through the World Cup, and in that case, you know, that those guys cross into Giroud kind of thing. We'll see Mbappe more on the wing, possibly Coman on the other side kind of a thing. But we look at the goal odds. Mbappe, minus 125. And Griezmann, majority role on sets here, plus 140. You got these guys, 11.6 for Mbappe, 9.9 for Griezmann. In cash games, what do we have to do in cash games? Because Mbappe is really expensive, but it's like, do you actually want to fade Griezmann and all of the France sets, or do you want to fade the possible hat trick from Mbappe? Like, what are we going to do here?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you'd like to play Mbappe, right, against Australia. You'd like to play both of them. but Christian Eriksen is 10.5K, and you probably have to play Eriksen for cash. So let's just assume that we have Eriksen in there. People will probably play Mbappe, right? It's just the salary difference is too big, I think. 1,700 difference in salary. It's just too much if Griezmann's going to be taking most of the sets. It wouldn't surprise me if Mbappe takes a few corners, but yeah, you know, and if they were the same price too, if they were the same price, I'm the type to play Mbappe over Griezmann, like even in cash. I don't really care if Griezmann has a couple point higher floor. I think some people like would disagree with that, but yeah, I think you play Mbappe over Griezmann for the same price, but I don't think you can here. I tried to fit all three, Mbappe, Griezmann, and Eriksen, and you got to make quite a few sacrifices.
Difficult.
Yeah, I think, you know, you should be okay if Mbappe just scores one goal. Again, I don't know how popular he's going to be. What do you think?
I almost think that, you know, it's World Cup goals. I almost think that he's going to be more popular than Griezmann, even with the price. Like people know Mbappe.
Oh, man.
People know Mbappe more than Griezmann. And
no, I know. Yeah.
They know he's going to score, and they don't care the price. It's like, let me just get Mbappe, and I'll worry about the rest kind of a thing. And I think that's kind of what the public move will be like. So
you know, I get it. So let's say you can only play two of those three, right? You can only play Mbappe or two of Mbappe, Griezmann, and Eriksen. You could argue that the price difference doesn't even matter then between Mbappe and Griezmann. Like if you can only play two, no matter what, and there's, I don't know, no real priorities besides those three. We'll get to the other players. Like there might be some guys. But yeah, if there's really only three top plays and you can only play two of them, then price might not be the biggest factor. But again, Griezmann's going to be high owned too. So do you want to fade that? I don't know. You know, that's a tough call. I mean, do you want to fade Eriksen? I don't know. You know, you probably just, the right move is to probably just not play Mbappe because he costs 11.6.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise at forward, so the other options at forward, I'll go down the list here. We got Lewandowski at 9.5K, not a cash option. Giroud at 9K, not really a cash option. You got these Mexican Poland guys here, Lozano, Vega. Vega seems like he'll be on set pieces. These Denmark guys, like Skov Olsen, seems kind of too expensive. We'll see what Denmark look like. It could be a 4-3-3. It could be a 3-4-2-1. Just something to look at here. Zielinski, 7.3K midfield. Swiderski, we'll see. I mean, we'll see if he starts, but he's 7.9K. The Denmark problem is that they don't really have like a forward who can get goals, like a good forward, yeah. I guess. If it's a Poulsen or a Cornelius, like it just seems like those guys will, if they don't score in the first 60 minutes, they'll be subbed off. If it's Braithwaite, like he's not going to, well, he's 5,500. I mean, I guess Braithwaite, you think he's going to be popular?
yeah, I kind of do actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. Like Skov Olsen, Poulsen, Cornelius, they're all 8K or above. So you can't consider them. And Braithwaite should be 8K.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's really, really annoying because he's not a good cash play.
I'd actually almost say it's between Braithwaite and Dolberg.
Sorry, I got distracted by the chat. Sorry. So yeah, Braithwaite, 5,500. I think you just have to, like, it's either him or below, right? 5,500 is not bad for Braithwaite. I mean, he doesn't really have much of a floor, but it's a good matchup. And he has decent goal scoring odds, plus 190 or something. Did Gakpo just score?
Yeah, he did. It looked like he headed it in.
Oh, that's pretty annoying.
Yep. So, everyone, you're welcome for me talking about Senegal double chance. So there you go.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, that's, I mean, when you can get a $5,500 favored forward right there. Well, if Dolberg starts, is that kind of pushing it in price at 6,400?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, I don't think. He has even less of a floor than Braithwaite. After that, I mean,
would you look at Lecky here? Lecky, 4,400.
Yeah,
he's one of Australia's better players.
Yeah, I think I would rather just play one of the Tunisia guys. They're both under 4K. This is why you should probably, like, I have Braithwaite in the lineup that I've made originally, but if you're just going to punt that spot, you might as well just go all the way down and play one of those Tunisia guys.
True. I would say I think what do the clean sheet odds look like? France are a little better than Denmark. I think Australia are more likely to score against France than Tunisia are against Denmark. I just think Denmark are just a sound team. Their midfield, if it's like Delaney, Højbjerg, Eriksen, their midfield is just going to run this match, I think. They're just going to control possession kind of thing. Whereas France, I'm not as sold on that. I mean, if we're projecting right now Rabiot and Tchouaméni, this isn't Conte, this isn't in Pogba, and as everyone knows, that's what everyone's talking about. But so maybe this doesn't matter in the end, because I mean we're talking about a punt forward here. But I do like Lecky over these Tunisia guys. But again, this is,
I mean,
what is it?
Yeah, mean? I just think you might need extra the salary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're doing that, you might need the salary. Maybe not. I mean, we'll see. But
so, I guess Eriksen technically isn't a must in cash games.
Yeah, I mean,
because of the France guys.
I don't think I could fade him against Tunisia, but
yeah, I guess we have to mention here, like, this isn't defensive midfielder Christian Eriksen for Manchester United. He actually plays a little more forward, and like
with Delaney and Højbjerg in there. I mean, he has the highest floor on the slate. I just you can't fade him, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't you agree?
Yeah,
it's a mistake if you try to play both France guys instead of Eriksen, I think.
Yeah.
And just like with back to Lecky real quick. I mean, yeah, he's better than those Tunisia guys. I don't know. Like, you just got to find the 1,000 for Braithwaite, I feel like. Maybe not, but I would. Anyways, yeah, back to midfield.
Yeah, is there – so Zielinski's here at 7,300. I guess we didn't really mention Coman if he starts 8,700, but that's not really in play when you have to spend up at these other guys. So
I think Zielinski is
– he'd be your third guy if you didn't go all three Mbappe, Griezmann.
He's probably the biggest decision on the slate, Zielinski. You would like to play him, but I don't know. Like, is he a must? I think – he's still taking most of the sets. I know who's splitting with him now. Szymanski.
We'll see who starts. We'll see who starts. Like if Szymanski isn't our projected 11, but he has split before already. So
yeah, I just mean you'd like to play Zielinski. I don't think he's a lock. I mean the matchup with Mexico isn't like a great spot.
No.
But you'd like to play him. There's some other midfielders you could consider.
Wabi Kazri.
Yeah, I think you could consider him. I mean, he's only 4K. And, you know, he's their best player. You know, takes pens, takes sets. I agree with you that it's not a good spot for Tunisia. But he's only 4K, so like he's still, you know, for 4K has an okay floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a fine option, and like the defenders on this slate are not great either. So I don't know. You know.
So okay, Kazri 4K, Aaron Moy 3,600, Jackson Irvine,
he's in play too,
3,200.
Who's 3,200?
Jackson Irvine. He's a midfielder.
Oh, yeah. Australia. Jackson Irvine. Yeah. No, but I mean, if Wabi Kazri's in play, then Aaron Moy's in play too. I mean, really, you can get five, six, 7 points from Aaron Moy. I mean, a lot of times if he's going to be taking most of the sets, they might only have, you know, two or three, but, you know, he gets a couple shots assisted. It's fine for 3,600 in cash if you need it. I think I would rather play Kasri. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What do you think?
The thing with that, I guess, was Kasri been hurt? Is that why he hasn't been playing?
No, I just think he's, like, not first choice at Montpellier. Is that where he is?
Well, I'm just looking at recent Tunisia matches because it's been, like, Asliti and Ben Ramadan for Tunisia taking sets. So, I mean, if Kasri's there, do we think he's majority?
I mean, I guess I was just looking at that projected lineup. You're right. Like if Sleety starts or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this, the 3K guy, Ben Ramadan or whatever, he might take some too. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, none of these guys are like a priority or anything. Again, you look at lineups. Yeah. I probably wouldn't play Kasri if Sleety's also in. But I mean, so, you look at the France guys. Sorry, the France guy, their cheapest midfielder is going to be Rabiot, 5,900. So, I mean, you can't play any France guys. Right? I mean, Rabiot is going to be the cheapest mid, so you're not playing them. Mexico, I don't know. Like, Luis Chavez, we don't have him in the lineup. He split set pieces with Vega if he's in, but you know, we don't have him in there. You want to play Hector Herrera or Guardado? I don't think so, really. I mean,
we look at this, like Lozano is 8,900 and Celso Rodriguez is Carlos Rodriguez is 3,800.
Yeah. You could play Carlos Rodriguez in cash.
I mean,
if he started.
Yeah, so Carlos Rodriguez, Cruz Azul, midfielder, Cruz Azul, taking set pieces for him at times. I don't know, just a wild price. Like if Mexico run this 4-2-3-1, Herrera, Alvarez in those defensive midfield roles, and we see like Rodriguez right here at 3,800, whereas Lozano on the wing is 89. It's
kind of
wild.
Yeah. And I mean, these guys are fine. I mean, you're going to see, I think for Mexico, multiple guys taking sets and none of these guys really playing 90 minutes. I mean, you know, maybe Lozano does, but you know, we're not considering him, but I'm just saying these guys are okay, but they don't like stand out or anything. It's like, oh, I want this guy in cash. Like he's fine. Rodriguez would be fine. But, like, don't be surprised when he comes off at 50 minutes with 2 points or something.
Yeah, this Poland defense in general kind of disappoints me a lot in these international tournaments. Like, you think that, like, you like some of these guys. You like Zielinski and Lewandowski and maybe their wingbacks or something. But, I mean, you look at their back line. They're still starting Bednarek, who is a backup at Aston Villa. And Glick and Kiwar playing Serie A and, you know, bottom table teams, really.
That's exactly. And they don't create, like, a crazy amount of chances. And they're not going to against a team like Mexico either, at least I don't think so. I mean, you know, look at the total. And, you know, I expect Mexico to be the better team in terms of possession. So that's why I say that, you know, you'd like to roster Zielinski, but I'm not going to force it.
Yeah, I just think that he's – kind of too, well, maybe not too expensive, but I'm not sure
it's not that he's too expensive, but you know, we need a lot of money for the other stuff that we're doing.
The thought is that Mexico will have majority possession and Poland will work a little more off the counters with their wingbacks, kind of a thing, and then the crossing to Lewandowski and whatnot. But I mean, if that's what happens, then it's like Rodriguez, if he starts an attacking role, I mean, you have a guy down here who you can plug in in midfield at 3,800. So I mean, there are some cheap midfielders. They're not amazing. None of them stands out over the others from what we're talking about, from like Kasri on down, but I think they're okay to pair with these expensive guys.
They're okay. Yeah. You could maybe go three defenders as well. Like, I'm looking at a lineup that makes sense. I'll tell you the whole lineup after we get to defense, but it actually has a midfielder that we haven't even said his name yet. So I just don't think that there's really a priority after Eriksen. I don't know. I'd rather get my other spots right, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, get the set piece takers, get the goal scorers on the top teams, and then...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Like, so defender, let's just finish off cash. Defender is tough too.
I'm right? going so, all the way on Hernandez, 8.2K. It's a must, right?
Yeah, just lock him in, right? 8.2K, Theo Hernandez.
He's not even going to start, is he?
No, that's crazy. So who's the first defender in your cash lineup, Adam?
This kind of goes against what I just said, but the first guy I plugged in was Bereshinsky at 4,100. The Poland wingback if he starts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's okay.
If Voss was starting, Daniel Voss here at Denmark, he is down here 4,500. He's always a sub risk, but
yeah. I worry about Voss's minutes, but okay. I think he's okay. Like, so one of them, I had a tough time deciding between him or Matty Cash, and Matty Cash is similar to, you know, your Bereshinsky play, right. But I think it's worth it to find the 500 for cash
over Bereshinsky.
Yeah, it's worth it if you can. He's got a better floor. He's one of their most valuable players, I'd say. They're like going to rely on him to get forward and put crosses in. It was a big deal a couple of years ago when he chose Poland. Mm-hmm. And he's been pretty good for them. So I would want to get to cash. I don't think he's a lock or anything. Probably a lock for cash, though, would be Lucas Hernandez if he starts at left back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a great play, but he's 3,700. And if he's going to play left back, that's good enough with the clean sheet odds that France have. And also, you'd expect him to send a few crosses in with Giroud in the middle. So I think Hernandez is probably a lock based on these lineups. I mean, so we don't have any. Go ahead.
Yeah, the question is, I guess if Varane isn't ready to start, then Lucas Hernandez could play center back. If that happened, would you – like where else would you go down here at defender? That's kind of the issue because Lucas Hernandez can play center back. and has played center back.
Yeah, if that happened, I mean, you could stick with him, or you could just
go the Harry Maguire route. I mean, Jordan's probably playing him in cash, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure Lucas Hernandez is going to get his head on him like Maguire does, but I believe Lucas Hernandez scored a header for Bayern this year on a corner kick. So I don't know. I guess I don't know. I think
This is difficult to do all this other games going on. Netherlands just scored in like the final seconds here, but that game is over. Netherlands 2-0. You're welcome, everyone, for jinxing Senegal. Sorry to Senegal.
I mean, seriously, personally. With poor keeping two, I mean, this was just too tilting, seriously.
Mendy saved it, and then he happened to save it right to Klaassen for the goal.
Man, I mean, come on, seriously.
So we're probably not – basically, kind of what we came up with is that we're not going to spend up a defender because we don't have the money to when there's Mbappe, Griezmann, Eriksen. We don't have the money for Joakim Mael, Male. We don't have the money for – I don't know. Who else do you want to pay for? Pavard is up here. For some reason, Upamecano is 5,300. I don't know what's going on there. But, yeah, it seems like Matty Cash is the first one you actually look at least for cash games. Maybe for tournaments, maybe go Joakim there. Playing on the wing for Denmark, but I mean, is anyone else here? Do you like we'll see who starts for Mexico, but right now we got Sanchez and Alvarez projected. Those guys are up there, but
yeah, they're just,
but it's like, go with them when you can
for tournaments, they're fine, but yeah, why go with them when you can just play cash for cheaper?
Yeah. So was your three defender build, was that including, Vaas there or the Bereshitsky cash and Hernandez?
Yeah, I mean, it depends what you do at keeper.
All right, keeper. First guy I put in was I put in Dom in just because I didn't have any money to go any higher. But I preferred Dom in to Matty Ryan for Australia. Just because Denmark are not, I don't think they are, like, I know how France play, but it just seems like France are more likely to get three goals than Denmark, who, you know, they don't have that set striker, and they're a team that just, I don't know, pounds in the cross is kind of a thing. But I don't know.
So I think your decision is, at least for me, it looks like it's you pay down at keeper and play Zielinski, or you can play Lloris and not play Zielinski. You know, I'm just assuming if these are the lineups that we get, you know, you're going to have Griezmann, Braithwaite, Eriksen, Lucas Hernandez, Matty Cash, let's just say. And then that's what I mean. Do you want to pay down at keeper for Zielinski? Is he worth that to you? Or do you want to play Lloris? I mean,
first off, I'd rather
play, I know what Schmeichel. You're going to say. Schmeichel, yeah. Okay, that's fine. Schmeichel too, same thing. Like, these are two pretty good keepers on this slate. So then what do you do at midfield? What do you do at the other spots? Actually, there's a lineup with Schmeichel that just works absolutely perfect. I mean, it's the nuts if you want to play Schmeichel. Put it in. It's three defenders, like zero salary left. It looks perfect.
The current build I'm working on has Mbappe, Griezmann, and Eriksen. So that's why I'm going to the bottom here.
You can do that. Okay, let's try it.
Well, I mean, it's not so like a plug in if you get Irvine or one of those 4K so sub 4K
you
guys.
You can't play Matty Cash, right?
You're basically out of cash because, I mean, unless you go with a, I don't know, $2,500 center back or something down there,
right?
I don't think there's a an Ethan Opadu central midfielder priced as a center back down here. As I'm scrolling through, no, but seems pretty correct. Atkinson is actually a fullback, but 3,200 against France. No. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're basically stuck with five punts is kind of what it comes down to if you pay up for those three guys.
So, I mean, just don't play Mbappe or don't play Griezmann if you want to do one of those things. But I think you can make a pretty good lineup without Mbappe.
Yeah, it just depends where you want to put that money if you don't go Mbappe. Because that, I mean, that would, I mean, yeah, it'd involve the Zielinski, but maybe it'd involve.
No Zielinski. I mean, you have to pay down a keeper then.
It's just tough. Like, I'm seeing the name Damsgaard here.
There you go. We finally got him.
I'm just thinking here. Well, he's 5,700 midfielder. But like it just brings up Brentford for me with Denmark and how Brentford, you know, basically their front five or whatever, all these guys in the front, no matter what happens in the match, they're all getting subbed off in the 60th, 70th minute, like Mbeumo, Damsgaard, if he starts, all those guys. So that's what we're going to get with Braithwaite. That's what we're going to get with Damsgaard, Voss, probably Joachim.
I agree. He's probably going to get subbed.
Because, like, the forwards, the wingbacks, those guys are going to get subbed. Delaney, Højbjerg, Eriksen, guys won't be subbed. So, again, how much does it matter if they get 70 minutes in this match? But
fair point, though, yeah. I think he has a good per 90 floor, really good per 90 floor in this spot. If, like you said, he might go 60 minutes.
Was it Damsgaard that we played after Eriksen went down?
Yeah, man, and he was just crushing in these spots for the most part with like a big floor. But obviously, he was taking a few sets then, but not like corners.
Yeah, I think he scored in the first game without
Eriksen. Yeah, free kick,
right?
Free kick. He scored against England too in the final, I think, right? Or in the semis? In the semis, that was.
Yeah, he
did. So, I mean, yeah, it's tough.
Okay, so for tournaments, I'm going to say, what am I going to say? Fade Mbappe? Mbappe could be 50% in tournaments. Is that too high?
Not if he's going to score two goals.
Right. I think Mbappe is just going to be up there.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be up there.
He's probably the most well-named on this slate. He must be. So, yeah, I'd fade Mbappe. If you still want a piece of France, go with Giroud, go with Coman, maybe in Griezmann. I mean, going with, like, the set-piece guy isn't the worst thing in, like, this France situation. You can get the five corners or whatever, but still get, like,
I'm probably not going to fade Mbappe.
Okay, you're not going to fade Mbappe.
No, I would be more likely to fade Griezmann.
Okay.
I mean, I agree that Mbappe is going to be popular. Griezmann's going to be popular too. It's just like a thing. Just like a thing for me. I like Mbappe in these spots. I guess I think he's more likely
to smash.
He's more likely. Yeah, I think. Right.
Do you matter? Does it matter at all that he gets in media arguments all the time?
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't care. I just think he's too good, and he wants the golden boot and these like matches against Australia.
Feast time.
Yeah, he's just too good. I'm a big Mbappe fan as a player for sure.
Yeah, Malik saying Kane was 50% in today's main GPP, which, you know, not surprising. I think he had worse odds to score than Mbappe. I don't even know if he finished the shot.
10.2. I mean, that's what you're going to see. These are three-game slates.
Yeah.
The best player with the best goal-scoring odds is going to be popular. Like you said, you can fade. From a game theory perspective, it makes tons of sense. And there are other guys to play here.
I'm interested to see how popular Lewandowski is going to be.
Yeah, that's so.
If I knew he'd be sub 20%, I would.
It just doesn't seem to happen though, right?
Right.
He's always more popular than I think he should be.
Do you think so we'll be like Mbappe, Lewandowski? Do you think people will do that at forward?
I think people will do that, yeah. I would think Griezmann is more popular, but
yeah.
I think a good GPP play is Kingsley Coman for sure. He'd probably be the least popular of that France attacking four.
Yeah. He would be like the Roberto Firmino for Liverpool, where it's like the kind of the forward that kind of gets forgotten about.
He would be like Bukayo Saka was today.
But Saka was kind of expensive, but 8700.
Same price, 8700. Yeah. I mean, that's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Even less popular would be a guy like Chucky Lozano, if you want to do something like that. And then of course you could try to get a goal from the cheap Australia or Tunisia forwards, but I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I'd really like, I'm gonna fade France at some point in this tournament, but it's not against Australia.
Right. So. Yeah. they're you know, France hasn't been great, you know, they weren't great in the Euros. They're a good candidate to fade. I'm not sure this is the spot.
I think Denmark will have more possession. They're going to have a ton of crosses. So you can take, like, just get all the Denmark crosses and then get whoever starts in that central forward spot.
You could even stack Denmark, though. Denmark could win the 4-0 for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at here.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a route for tournaments for sure.
The problem with the Mexican-Poland match is that a lot of these guys, Mexico is another team that kind of subs a lot of their attackers a lot.
Yep.
So, I mean, outside of Lewandowski, like, none of these guys are really guaranteed to play more than 80 minutes, 75 minutes. So that's the main thing, especially with Zielinski. I mean, we always run to that in the Champions League. I mean, we'll see if he turns in 90s in the World Cup, but that's just the main worry. Like, even though I think there's going to be goals in that match, it's just kind of finding what guys you want to play and how you want to attack that. So, I mean, because you have the expensive Lozano in there at 8,900. He's going to be, you know, sub 10%, but.
How much is Henry Martin? Sorry, I just
believe it's Martin.
Henry Martin, yeah.
He's 6,600.
That's a play that I would make in GPPs,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
There, you got any other thoughts here? Actually.
Not really. I mean, it's hard to have too many more thoughts on.
It's hard when there's France and Denmark as big favorites.
That's it, right? And when you're basically crossing off Tunisia and Australia. And then you have this other game that we talked about pretty much. It's really all there is to say, I guess.
I haven't decided who I'm going to get on this Australian team, but I think Australia is going to score and I'm going to get the goal scorer. I got to do some more research to figure that out.
You should. That's the route for tournaments for sure.
Yeah. Cause I think that, like, with the way Lloris is playing already, and then France in general, I think Australia are going to get a goal, and no one's really going to play for it. Obviously,
I could see it. I remember who knocked them out last year, Montenegro, or 2 years ago in Euros. I remember when that guy scored against France. I don't know. I see these lesser teams scoring against France.
Mm-hmm. All right, so before we go, we have lineups for this USA-Wales match. We got to go and get our squads in. Giovanni Reyna is not starting. Ferreira is not starting.
Oh, Macedonia, not Montenegro. Macedonia.
Yeah, North Macedonia, that was right.
Yeah.
Josh Sargent is starting up front with Timothy Weah on the right wing. So Pulisic will have a exclusive role in set pieces.
Yeah, that's why I put in the Discord this morning that Pulisic was a lock for cash because I thought that there was a good chance that Eriksen wouldn't start. Unfortunately, I also put in there no more Luke Shaw. You know, I tried to fight for Luke Shaw on the podcast with you and Jordan, and then, you know, everybody says they're playing a back four and it looks like a back four. And then, of course, Luke Shaw shows up on the wing with Declan Rice as basically a center back. Oh, what are you going to do, though?
Well, he's playing on the wing because Iran were terrible.
Yeah, that was part of it, too.
The other interesting part for Wales, though, Harry Wilson is getting the start. So
over who?
He would be in over Kiefer Moore. So we got Gareth Bale, Harry Wilson, and Danny James in the attack for Wales. Does that turn you off of Danny James a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. You just don't know what's going to happen with sets, right? Wilson normally takes a few.
Yeah, Wilson, James, Ramsey's in there as well. So,
Yeah, that's annoying.
It looks like Bale will be the central striker then. So that is kind of interesting.
And that means like that means less of a floor for Bale than if he would play on the right with Kiefer Moore, because then he cuts in on the right and takes shots. He cuts in from the right and sends crosses in to Kiefer Moore. So you're probably playing Bale for a goal or an assist.
You were heavy on Gareth Bale on our show.
Yeah.
So Gareth Bale basically going against Tim Ream and Walker Zimmerman on the USA back line. What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't really think that Bale's like going to have a good game or a good floor. I just think he can be good just for the one chance he needs to be. So, I mean, you can play him for a goal or an assist. Like, Bale's still got the spectacular in him. He can still hit 30-yard shots. His left foot is still amazing. He's still good in the air, still good at free kicks. But it's probably goal or assist or bust.
Right.
Yeah. If people are watching for this showdown, I mean, Pulisic is a lock. But other than that, kind of do whatever you want.
All right. So good luck on Tuesday, Slate. The goal is we're going to try and do these every day at 12:30. This lineup came out at about 30 minutes before the show started. So
yeah, we could even do 12. I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see when the actually slates come out. So,
oh, right.
So it'll be up to DraftKings. I wonder if they waited for the slate release because of the USA showdown. We'll see though, but the goal is 12:30 every day. Maybe earlier. We'll see. Reminder, we got the corner set piece penalty takers article. A lot of people asking about this. This is under lock, so you need a subscription to look at it. So no more freebies here. rotowire.com/soccer trial. You can find Ryan at Ryan Belongi on Twitter. I am at RotoZadroik. You can also find us in the Discord. Once you're subscribed, rotowire.com/chat. Thank you for watching. We're going to keep coming with videos. We're going to keep coming with content. It's only been one day, and I'm already tired, but let's do it, right? Good luck on Tuesday, and good luck on the showdown. I think my classic slate lineup is already dead after this Netherlands win, so there you go.
Yeah, good luck, everybody.